Dave Chappelle fans rage after venue cancels show over woke outcry. But Chappelle gets the last laugh. By Paul Bois on July 22, 2022. Dave Chappelle fans have been raging on social media over a famed Minneapolis concert venue's recent decision to cancel the comedian's scheduled show in response to woke outcry. On Wednesday, First Avenue, immortalized in Prince's Purple Rain, announced that it reluctantly canceled Dave Chappelle's comedy show just hours before it opened in response to woke backlash online. As many as 50 transgender activist protesters showed up to the First Avenue venue before the show moved 3 miles away to the Varsity Theater. "We believe in diverse voices and the freedom of artistic expression. But in honoring that, we lost sight of the impact this would have. We know there are some who would not agree with this decision. You are welcome to send feedback," said First Avenue. Dave Chappelle fans and conservative activists were fierce and swift in their condemnation of First Avenue's cowardly decision. Dave Chappelle also reportedly called the cancellation devastating during his show on Wednesday at the Varsity. He also encouraged fans to keep supporting First Avenue. "It's an important place for our culture," he reportedly said. But the veteran comedian got the last laugh. The Wednesday night show was moved to another venue across town. Dave Chappelle recently declined to have a performing arts theater at his former high school bear his name following woke student backlash over the closer. During the recent dedication ceremony, Chappelle announced that the theater's name will instead be called the Theater for Artistic Freedom and Expression. "When I heard those talking points coming out of these children's faces, that really, sincerely, hurt me," Chappelle said. "Because I know those kids didn't come up with those words. I've heard those words before. The more you say I can't say something, the more urgent it is for me to say it. And it has nothing to do with what you're saying I can't say. It has everything to do with my right, my freedom, of artistic expression," he continued. "That is valuable to me. That is not severed from me. It's worth protecting for me, and it's worth protecting for everyone else who endeavors in our noble, noble professions."